And an Auckland doctor says patients are the ones that bear the ultimate brunt of a shortage of senior doctors, with long waiting lists and worsening health. New research from the Senior Doctors Union, the Association of Salaried Medical Specialists, shows public hospitals have only three quarters of the specialists they need. This is contributing to longer wait lists for treatment and more stress on doctors. And anaesthetist at North Shore Hospital, Julian Fuller, tells RNZ's health reporter Rowan Quinn he regularly sees the impact.
I see it all the time at North Shore Hospital in the inability of so many seriously sick patients to get the correct treatment in a timeliest sort of way. And I mean, only a few months ago, I saw a little old lady who'd been forced to walk around on crutches for over a year waiting for a simple hip replacement. And that's completely unacceptable in a decent part of the country in the world.
So these specialist shortages are directly feeding into those long waiting lists in a lot of areas, are they?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, sadly at the moment, New Zealand, although that we're producing more medical students at the two medical schools in the country, we're still way behind the average in the world. And we're about half of the number of students in countries like Ireland and so on in Europe. And so at the moment, we're hugely reliant on overseas trained doctors like myself, who make up over 40% of the total number.
Well, how do those shortages impact upon you and your colleagues in terms of your day-to-day work?
Because I'm doing anaesthetics, we're very much a service-based discipline in medicine, and so the direct impact is purely what we see, not on how we do our job, because we rock up work and anaesthetise whoever gets put forward in front of us on a list, but what we see is the number of people who are presenting, who should have presented 6 months before or 3 months before, and now are seriously often more ill than they were before, thus presenting a higher risk for anaesthesia. So that's not good medicine.
Why do you think there is a struggle to get enough students to come through and train as specialists?
You know, I think it really comes down to money. It comes down to a desire for New Zealand to produce enough New Zealand-trained doctors, and that costs an awful lot of money. But at the moment, only Israel, I think, of all countries in the world, has more foreign-trained doctors. And that's only the case there because they're obviously a young country with a very much younger system of training doctors. Most of their doctors emigrated there. So I think it really comes down to money. At the moment, we just rely on getting people to come from overseas rather than producing enough of our own doctors. And that means the average age of doctors in our country is quite older. It's 50 at the moment. And so it won't be long before a lot of doctors start retiring, and then we may have serious problems.
North Shore, Dr. Julian Fuller talking to health reporter Rowan Quinn there.